The donation stays in your credit forever. Chirokal. I was in Mayapur, I was out preaching, I came back. And on the second floor of the guest house, there were some live members waiting. And said they were waiting for me for hours. I said, why? I want to give you a donation with Akshaya Tritiya. It's the most auspicious day to give a donation. When I got up to the third floor, there was another group of life members waiting. Same purpose, they wanted to give. So, if you don't want to have an eternal credit for your donation, don't give today. And if you do, then it's mostly forever. But,
thank you.
John chapter 4, text 8. Do you have the translation set up? Malayalam Tamil Telugu Hindi Bangla Bangladesh Gajil Bhushana Bangla Bhushana Gajil Bhushana Nunam Bhagavato Brahman Hare Radhuta Karnmanam
Hare Radhuta Karnmanam
Hare Radhuta Karnmanam
Hare Radhuta Karnmanam
Dodi Bhavyam Hivabhati Translation. O learned Brahmana, the transcendental activities of the Lord are all wonderful, and they appear inconceivable because even great endeavors by many learned scholars have still proved insufficient for understanding them. O learned
Brahmana,
the transcendental activities of the Lord are all wonderful, and they appear inconceivable because even great endeavors by many learned scholars have still proved insufficient for understanding them. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Purport. The acts of the Supreme Lord in the creation of just this one universe appear inconceivably wonderful. And there are innumerable universes. And all of them aggregated together are known as the created material world. And this part of His creation is only a fractional portion of the complete creation. The material world stands as a part only. Ekam sena stito jagat. Supposing that the material world is a display of one part of His energy, the remaining three parts consist of the Vaikuntha jagat, or spiritual world described in the Bhagavad Gita as Madhama, or Sanatana Dhamma, or the eternal world. We have marked in the previous verse that He creates and again winds up the creation. This action is applicable only in the material world, because the other greater part of His creation, namely the Vaikuntha world, is neither created nor annihilated. Otherwise, the Vaikuntha Dhamma would not have been called eternal. The Lord exists with Dhamma, His eternal name, quality, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all a display of His different energies and expansions. The Lord is called Anadi, or having no creator, and Adi, or the origin of all. We think in our own imperfect way that the Lord is also created. But the Vedanta informs us that He is not created. Rather, everything else is created by Him. Narayana paro vyakta. Narayana paro vyakta.
Narayana paro vyakta.
Therefore, for the common man, these are all very wonderful matters for consideration. Even for great scholars, they are inconceivable. And thus such scholars present theories contradictory to one another. Even for the insignificant part of His creation, this particular universe, they have no complete information as to how far this unlimited space extends, or how many stars and planets are there, or the different conditions of those innumerable planets. Modern scientists have insufficient knowledge of all this. Some of them assert that there are 100 million planets scattered all over space. In a news release from Moscow, dated 2/21/60, the following piece of knowledge was relayed. Quote, Russia's well-known professor of astronomy, Boris Voronsov, Vilyaminov, said that there must be an infinite number of planets in the universe inhabited by beings endowed with reason. Quote, it could be that life similar to that on Earth flourishes on such planets. Quote, Doctor of Chemistry Nikolai Zirov, covering the problem of atmosphere and other planets, pointed out that the organism of a Martian, for instance, could very well adapt itself to normal existence with a low body temperature. Quote, he said that he felt that the gaseous composition of Martian atmosphere was quite suitable to sustain life of beings which had become adapted to it. Unquote. This adaptability of an organism to different varieties of planets is described in the Brahma Samhita as Vibhuti Bhinnam. In other words, each and every one of the innumerable planets within the universe is endowed with a particular type of atmosphere. And living beings there are more perfectly advanced in science and psychology because of a better atmosphere. Vibhuti means specific powers, and Bhinnam means variegated. Scientists who are attempting to explore outer space and are trying to reach planets by mechanical arrangements must know for certain that organisms adapted to the atmosphere of Earth cannot exist in the atmospheres of other planets. Easy journey to other planets. One has to prepare himself, therefore, to be transferred to a different planet after being relieved of the present body, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita 9.25. Yanti deva vrata devam pitrim yanti pitri vrata bhutani yanti bhute cha yanti madhyachi nopima. Translation. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods, and those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me. Unquote. Maharaj Pariksit's statement regarding the workings of the creative energy of the Lord discloses that he knew everything of the process of creation. Why then did he ask Sukadeva Goswami for such information? Maharaj Pariksit, being a great emperor, a descendant of the Pandavas, and a great devotee of Lord Krishna, was quite able to know considerably about the creation of the world. But that much knowledge was not sufficient. He said, therefore, that even greatly learned scholars fail to know about that, even after great effort. The Lord is unlimited and His activities are also unfathomed. With a limited source of knowledge and with imperfect senses, any living being up to the standard of Brahmaji, the highest perfect living being within the universe, can never imagine knowing about the unlimited. We can know something of the unlimited when it is explained by the unlimited, as has been done by the Lord Himself in the unique statements of the Bhagavad Gita. And it can also be known to some extent from realized souls like Sukadeva Goswami, who learned it from Vyasadeva, disciple of Narad. And thus the perfect knowledge can descend by the chain of the cyclic succession only, and not by any form of experimental knowledge, old or modern. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport to text 8, chapter 4, canto 2, Srimad Bhagavatam, in the matter of the process of creation. Harihi Om Tat Sat. This verse is spoken in Balaram Desh. Today, on the beginning of the Chandan Yatra, 8th of May 2008, 522nd year of our Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Today is the day when Lord Jagannath is covered with chandan and he's taken in procession to the Narendra Sarovara in Jagannath Puri. There he is put on a boat, taken around the lake. Many people put little floating deepikas on the lake. This festival goes on for many days. In Mayapur, it goes on for a week. We take Radha Madhava on the lake and we worship the deity and her, their Mokha Milas. Remembering this festival, one day during the Gaur Purnima festival, we also take the Radha Madhava on the lake, Prabhupada Sarovara. This is very auspicious in your altar. You also have the Vishnu Tattvas with chandan on their head. In Mayapur, the Radha Madhava Dini, the Madhava Dini is completely covered from head to foot with chandan. Takes about 2 bucketfuls. The hundreds of devotees from all the children are busy making chandan to cover the Lord's body. Here the children also like to make chandan. You know what you have to do? You have to rub it on a stone again and again until the chandan paste comes. Put some water on the stone and rub the wood, get a paste. And the pujaris put them on the deity. Sometimes they put the blue paste, so Madhava looks blue. Sometimes they don't put any color at all, he looks golden. Also Narasingadev is covered with the chandan. Narasingadev, the chandan is not taken off until Narasingha Chaturdasi. But the Krishna, they take off the chandan every day and put on fresh. So, it's a very beautiful time to be in Mayapur. If you go to the www.mayapur.com, maybe you can see that the deity is covered with chandan. Did anyone check today?
Yes,
Maharaj.
Beautiful. All in the yellow dress.
Govinda Das said he saw it today. If you have broadband or internet connection, you can check. But by now it will be closed. Tomorrow. For 1 week they put a full Then after that, they put this on the forehead. The small knee they put for. It's a big yagya. You put so much chanda. In the Chaitanya Bhagavad, there's a pastime that this time, one year, the devotees from Bengal, they walked down to Jagannath Puri to stay with Lord Chaitanya for Chandan Yatra as well as for the Jagannath Rath Yatra. So as they were approaching Jagannath Puri, they heard the sound. Ching, 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 ching. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When they saw suddenly Lord Chaitanya and all the associates that were in Orissa, they came forward and then there was a Jagannath. And some devotee with Lord Chaitanya said, there are the devotees from Bengal. Then Lord Chaitanya deviated and went over to the devotees in Bengal. They offered their obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya picked up Lord Nityananda and embraced him. Was embracing some devotees, blessing others. Different devotees were greeting each other with embraces, with obeisances. The ladies, the wives of the associates, many had also walked to go to Jagannath Puri. It says that when they were seeing Lord Chaitanya, tears of love were pouring down their eyes. But because they were in a female body, they couldn't touch Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, but in their heart they touched his feet and took the dhuti on their head. Show that how all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, men and women, were all filled with Krishna Prema. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Parshad Vrinda Ki
Jai.
So this is the causeless mercy. So this is, all these things happened around this time, Chandan Yatra. Said the Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and associates, they were bathing after the festival with Lord Jagannath. In the daytime they went there and bathed in the Narendra Sarovar. And said that Advaita, although he was very old, he's already must be 75, 80. Very senior Vaishnavi was 50 years old when Lord Chaitanya came. He was splashing Nityananda like a child. Nityananda was splashing him. And they were having water sports. How many of you like water sports? They were having this, it's like the cowherd boys and Vrindavan were bathing in the Jamuna. And similarly, they were bathing in this Narendra Sarovar. And remembering the pastimes of the cowherd boys. So like this, many interesting things happened there. How many of you have been to Jagannath Puri? How many saw the Narendra Sarovar? There's a few very important bodies of water in Jagannath Puri. Every year at the end of the, after the Damodar month, we go and have a parikrama led by Bhakti Purushottam Swami. You go to Narendra Sarovara, you go to Indra Dumna Sarovara, by the Gundicha temple, where all the holy rivers were brought there by Indra Dumna Maharaj, and also there's a Bakunda Sarovar, Markandeya Rishi Sarovar, where his father had worshipped his Lord Shiva, and Markandeya Rishi got the blessing by Shiva to live for many, many days in Brahma.